Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Rethinking Positive Thinking by Gabrielle Ettingen. Sophie, I have to tell you, this book kind of punched me in the gut.
Hey there, Sam. Oh, I know exactly what you mean. It's one of those books that makes you realize you've been sold a really comfortable lie. For decades, we've heard, just visualize your success and it'll happen. But Ettingen has the data to show that actually makes things worse.
Right? And it's not just a small effect. She's done study after study. One of the ones that got me was where she had people imagine a perfect week and then measure their energy levels. The people who had the most vivid positive fantasies actually felt less motivated afterward.
Exactly. The brain gets a little dopamine hit from the fantasy itself, and you feel like you've already accomplished something. So you don't push yourself to actually do the work. It's a trap, positive thinking that feels good but sabotages real progress.
But here's what I love. She's not saying be a pessimist. She's saying we need a different kind of optimism, one that's grounded in reality. She calls it mental contrast.
Yes, and she's turned that into a 4-step technique called WOP.
WOP.
It stands for wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan. And it's incredibly simple, but powerful.
Okay, let's walk through it. First step, you name a wish. Something challenging, but achievable. Something you can work on in the next 4 weeks.
Right.
Second step, you imagine the best outcome. You let yourself really feel the positive feelings of achieving that wish. That part is still important.
But then comes the twist. Step 3, you identify the internal obstacle. Not your boss. Not the economy, the thing inside you that's holding you back. Maybe it's your tendency to procrastinate, or your fear of rejection.
And that's the key, because by juxtaposing the beautiful future with a real obstacle, you create this mental tension. Your brain wants to resolve it, so it motivates you to act. Without that contrast, you just stay in the fantasy.
And then step 4, you make an if-then plan. If the obstacle happens, then I will take this specific action. So for me, if I feel lazy at 6 a.m., then I will swing my legs out of bed and put on my running shoes.
That's the magic. The if-then plan offloads the decision-making. When you're tired or distracted, you don't have to decide what to do. The obstacle itself triggers the action. It becomes automatic.
And her research backs this up across all kinds of goals. She worked with women trying to lose weight. The ones who used WOP lost significantly more than those who just track calories or use positive fantasies alone.
There's also a study with students preparing for a standardized test. The WOP group studied more hours and got better scores. They had mentally rehearsed the urge to check social media and linked it to a counteraction.
I think what I love most is that it's not about willpower. It's about foresight. You're not relying on being strong in the moment. You've already programmed the response.
Exactly. And the obstacle has to be internal and specific. A vague plan like, I'll try harder, doesn't work. But if I see a donut in the break room, then I'll walk away and grab an apple. That creates a strong mental link.
One thing I pushed back on at first was whether this is just negative thinking. But Ettingen makes it clear, you start with a positive wish and outcome. The obstacle is just data, not a judgment. You're not dwelling on a negative. You're using it to fuel action.
Right.
She distinguishes between dwelling on the obstacle and acknowledging it. The goal is to see the obstacle as a problem to be solved, not as a reason to give up. The positive fantasy gives you direction. The obstacle gives you energy.
And the book is full of these small but profound insights, like how the if-then plan works below conscious awareness. Once you've created the link, your brain automatically recognizes the obstacle and triggers the response.
It's basically a way to rewire your habits without constant vigilance. And Ettingen recommends practicing WOP for one wish at a time for 4 weeks. It only takes a few minutes.
For me, the one takeaway is this: stop daydreaming about the result and start planning for the obstacle. That's where real progress lives.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, The whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app. With over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So this book is really about reclaiming your agency. You don't have to ignore your fears or pretend everything's perfect. You just acknowledge the obstacle, plan for it, and move forward anyway. That's the real positive thinking. We'll see you in the next one.